Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20, verses 17 and 18. Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed." Learn from your mistakes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Emma rolled her eyes. Her older teenage sister, Olivia, was crying. Again. "What's all the commotion about?" Grandma asked as she walked in. In between heaves and blowing her nose, pieces of Olivia's story came out. A boyfriend, a breakup for the third time. Emma had heard it all before. "Why can't my sister learn that her Mr. Right is really Mr. Wrong?" she impatiently muttered. "But I love him. I can change him," Olivia sobbed. Finally, her grandma replied in a calm voice, "Sweetie, I'm going to share something that was once said to me. Don't tear your pants on the same nail twice. Do you know what that means?" Olivia shook her head as Emma listened too. "It's a way of saying, learn from your mistakes," Grandma said. How about you? Do you learn from your mistakes? Before you answer, listen to Jesus tell a story about a man who worked hard to build a winery filled with prize-winning grapes. Then he handed it over to some farmers who knew the grape business and agreed to bring him his fair share of the fruit. But they didn't. Even after his repeated attempts, they refused to listen. What a huge mistake. It's really a story about a God who spared no expense to plant and protect us as his prized people. He didn't even spare his own son to save us. He gave his all. He continues to give us ways to express our thanks to him, like loving God and each other more than anything else in the world. Don't make the mistake that others have made. They are like builders who reject Jesus as the cornerstone and toss him aside like a worthless brick. Sadly, some people forget their desperate need for Jesus. To do so is to tear your pants on the same nail, again and again. Jesus, the one we too have treated shamefully. Is it too late to learn from our mistakes? No. Jesus tells today's story one last time for us to see yet again the incredibly patient heart of God and his own undying love. During Lent, Jesus may look like a common stone. He was crushed under the weight of all our mistakes, but did not crumble. He proves to be the most important stone for a magnificent building in which you are safe. It's his church, and he wants you inside with him. We pray. Dear Jesus, help us to learn a lesson from today's story. Thank you for not crushing us when we make mistakes. Build our faith on you and keep us safe as part of your church. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.